I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN.com. Authorities have released the name of a woman whose body was found in a southwest Iowa cornfield. Des Moines television station KCCI said the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office identified her as 31-year-old Maggie Weaver. Authorities say a crime isn't suspected in Weaver's death. Toxicology reports are expected in some 4 to 6 weeks. The body was found Saturday in a field west of Lenox in Taylor County. Weaver had been missing for several days. A judge has sentenced a Council Bluffs man to prison for his part in a 2011 killing in Omaha. The Omaha World Herald reports Douglas County, Nebraska District Court Judge Joseph Troya sentenced 42-year-old Corey Brooks to a minimum of 56 years in prison in the shooting death of 50-year-old James Asmus. The sentence means Brooks will be eligible for parole in 28 years. Brooks was convicted of manslaughter and the killing, as well as drug and gun charges. Before he was sentenced, Brooks apologized to the Asmus family and asked the judge for leniency. Two other men were charged in the shooting. Asmus was found shot to death on September 2nd in a South Omaha garage. Prosecutors say a plan by Asmus to rob Brooks may have prompted the shooting. Authorities are providing more details about a weekend shooting of a man by Council Bluffs police. The Department of Criminal Investigation identified the man as 52-year-old Michael Hannum. Hannum was listed as a fugitive from a Federal Bureau prison center in Council Bluffs. The incident began Sunday afternoon when a woman told officers Aaron Gutierrez and Jason Burley that a man was at a Walmart construction site who was bleeding from his hands. Officers found Hannum at the site. They say he became aggressive and displayed a sharp instrument. Burley used a stun gun, but it was ineffective. Gutierrez then shot Hannum twice. Hannum was taken to an Omaha hospital where he was listed in critical but stable condition on Monday. As part of a standard procedure, the officers were put on paid leave. Two people were arrested Sunday evening following a traffic stop for excessive speeding on Highway 59 in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a trooper attempted to stop a vehicle north of 200th Street at around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. When the trooper turned his cruiser around and attempted to catch up to the vehicle, the suspect's car went out of control and came to rest in the southeast ditch. When the trooper pulled up to the vehicle, a male passenger in the car, later identified as Mark Osborne Jr. of Avoca, ran into a soybean field and laid down in an attempt to hide from the trooper. The driver of the car, Christopher Chapman of Walnut, was, according to scanner traffic at the time, held at gunpoint, but taken into custody without further incident. Chapman was charged with OWI first offense, speeding, and failure to maintain control. Osborne was located and taken into custody without incident. He faces charges that include interference with official acts and possession of alcohol under the legal age, third offense. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. And an Atlantic man was arrested for disorderly conduct and fighting over the weekend. The Atlantic Police Department reports 29-year-old Cody Hansen was also taken into custody in the 400 block of West 5th Street on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree with regard to vehicle vandalism and on a Cass County warrant for burglary in the first degree associated with a residential burglary in the 800 block of Palm Street on June 28th. Hansen was booked into the Cass County Jail. And that's a check of the top area news on KJAN.com for Tuesday, August 6th. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.